Joining us from Gas Buddy is Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. Patrick, I guess I picked the right day to talk to you because I think the big news item coming out of Washington is that President Joe Biden is planning to tap oil reserve to try to control gas prices. And the word is that he's going to release up to 1 million barrels of oil per day. So what kind of impact do you think this will have on gas prices?
Well, the devil's going to be in the details. 1 million barrels a day certainly adds up considerably. My question is, how many days are we going to be doing this? I've heard reports that this could go for up to 180 days. Therefore, it could be up to 180 million barrels of crude oil, which would be an absolute sizable number. My concern is that if we do 180 days at 1 million barrels a day, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is going to be under 400 million barrels at that point. And my concern is that it could potentially take 4 to 7 years to refill the reserve. And we don't know how long the situation is going to last. So on the surface, it probably will, at least in the short term, drive oil prices down. The question is, again, how long are we going to do this? How many days are we going to do it? And what's our plan to fill it back up?
And do you have any inside information on what we may do to do that? Or is that just kind of, we're just kind of flying by night here as long as this Russia-Ukraine conflict is going on?
Well, that's exactly it. We just don't know how long the situation is going to go. So it's very difficult to speculate, you know, how many days we're going to do this and then what the plan might be to fill it back up. We last filled it up considerably back in 2001 when then President Bush signed an expansion. It took us about 5 years to put 150 million barrels into the strategic reserve. So my concern is that, you know, while we may be pushing prices down here in the short term, the long term may be that, you know, a depleted strategic reserve that contains maybe half of its maximum capacity could put us at risk for other conflicts and other issues. I mean, I don't think everything is going to be quickly solved by this Russia, or I don't think any resolution in the Russia-Ukraine situation is going to mean everything's, you know, back to normal. I mean, there's the potential conflict brewing between China and Taiwan, et cetera. So my concern is that this could leave us further at risk down the road.
And then if you are a Hoosier back here in Indiana, you're seeing this news, you're probably just thinking, man, I'm glad gas prices are down $4 a gallon. And going off of what you just said, how would you approach the ever-fluctuating gas prices? Would you just try to save some money, get ready for that? Or what would your approach be?
Well, you know, I think in the near short term, depending on the details, oil prices are down about $6 a barrel this morning, but we've seen incredible volatility in the price of oil. We started the week, oil was down almost $15 to 99, then it shot back up to 108. This morning, we're back down to 101. So it's just a very difficult time to tell exactly where we're going and how long we're going to stay there. And for motorists, I don't really know what advice to give because it's so hard for me even tracking this situation.
And also, you've talked about this on Twitter over the last few days. There are a lot of things that you can do to save money on gas prices and things that you can control. What are some of those things that you want to refresh people on?
Well, you know, I'll go through a few of them. Shopping around, making sure you're not overpaying for gasoline. When you pay for that gasoline, make sure to use things like free loyalty programs that can knock a few cents off. There are credit cards that have rebates on gas purchases. Gas Buddy has a payments card that saves up to 25 cents. Some stations offer cash discounts. And I think that the easiest, but the hardest for many Americans, is simply to drive more fuel efficiently. Instead of going 75 or 80 down the interstate, do 65. You'll increase your fuel efficiency 15 to 25% depending on what kind of car you drive. And that means you're going to get 15 to 25% more miles out of a tank of gas.
And also, one thing I wanted to ask you, a lot of rural stations in Indiana, like in the smaller towns that may be more isolated, they seem to have the lower prices. What kind of, is there a methodology to why maybe some rural areas have lower prices, or is that just, does the location not have much of an effect there?
Well, they may have lower prices because the cost of business is lower. And that's the importance behind shopping around, right, is that some of these stations maybe more expensive. They may be by themselves in a rural area, so they may be more expensive. Some may be less expensive, or some could even be the cheapest. So I think that highlights the importance of shopping around. But absolutely, the cost of business does affect how much stations are charging.
Okay, so if you're a motorist this week and you're thinking about filling up, what do you think your best option should be? Maybe wait around a little bit at this point?
That's probably what I would do. The price of oil is down considerably today. I don't think there should be a rush to fill up. I think gas prices will continue to nudge a little bit lower.
All right, well, that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not that I can think of.
All right, he is Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. Patrick, thank you so much for your time and your insights. We definitely really appreciate it.
My pleasure.